Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Senator Elizabeth Warren is running for president. The Massachusetts Democrat made the official announcement yesterday in Lawrence. Throngs of supporters turned out on a windy, cold day to hear Warren outline her vision for the country. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Before Warren came out, there was about an hour's worth of speakers gushing about how she is the best choice for president in 2020. Warren's political companion, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, says one of her best attributes is how she can go toe-to-toe with the current administration.
Fighting for what is right means fighting the dangerous, divisive, hateful agenda of Donald Trump. But the good news is that no one knows how to get under Donald Trump's skin better than Elizabeth Warren.
Other speakers took jabs at President Trump as well, but Warren seemed more measured. She outlined the social and economic strides America has seen, but says with income inequality between whites and people of color and corruption in politics, there's still more to be done. And she says all the blame can't be lobbed at Trump, her biggest antagonist.
He is just the latest and most extreme symptom of what's gone wrong in America, a product of a rigged system that props up the rich and powerful and kicks dirt on everyone else.
Despite the enthusiasm at her announcement Saturday, Warren will have a more challenging run than other Democratic hopefuls. She's entering an already crowded field. The specter of her identifying as Native American looms, and President Trump seems to enjoy poking fun at her. Warren says she's up against a lot of armchair critics, too.
Doubters told the abolitionists, it's too hard. Skeptics told the suffragettes, it's too hard. Cynics told the trustbusters, it's too hard. Naysayers told the foot soldiers of the civil rights movement, it's just too hard. But they all kept right on going, and they changed the history of America.
Warren says you don't get what you don't fight for. And everyone in the crowd seemed committed to support Warren all the way to the White House.
Go, Warren!
For Lisa Rychik of Lawrence, she doesn't see anyone else defeating Trump.
She doesn't have a choice. She better win, and I'll be damned if someone like Trump is going to win again. We need her in Washington to represent us. She's for the people.
After all, Warren did focus on women, people of color, the LGBT community, and Native Americans, saying those are groups that she'll fight for in the Oval Office. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.